It's time for You Matter, brought to you by Affinity Health Center. Here's your host, Chris Miller.
Joined this week by Dr. Brittany Watson, a family physician with Affinity Health Center. We're talking blood pressure. How do you know if you have high blood pressure without taking a test?
So the true answer is you don't. That's why it's called the silent killer. Blood pressure has no warning signs. I mean, you will hear some people say, oh, I have a headache or I have blurry vision, which may be true. And when they check their blood pressure is high. But the truth is, when they're feeling fine, their blood pressure is probably high as well.
All right. So why do we care so much about blood pressure?
High blood pressure causes the heart to work harder than it normally would in order to pump enough blood and oxygen to your body. So this is why it increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, kidney damage, damage to your eyes, heart failure, and atherosclerosis. And that just is a fancy word for a hardening of the arteries.
Okay, if I'm told I've got high blood pressure, how can I prevent that or fix it?
Lifestyle changes are where you really need to start. A diet low in sodium, so this is less than 2 grams of salt a day. Increasing the amount of fruits and veggies in your diet. If you have the option, fresh fruits and veggies are the best, but if you need to, frozen veggies. And if you have to, if you use canned vegetables, making sure that you rinse those veggies before you use them or try to get the low sodium options.
Okay. Now, what about working out? How important is that?
So that's very important. And it doesn't have to be something very intense. So try taking a brisk walk for 10 minutes, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. And if you are a smoker, trying to quit smoking can be one of the number one things you can do to benefit your health overall, and it can drastically impact your blood pressure as well.
How do you treat high blood pressure?
Lifestyle changes is where you want to start. The low sodium diet, the getting regular exercise. Lots of times we have to start you on a medication, and there are lots of different medications that we can choose from. And if one medication isn't working, we try another, or sometimes we have to add multiple ones together.
You've been listening to You Matter, brought to you by Affinity Health Center on Interstate 107. Join us next Tuesday for another edition, and for past shows, visit WRHI.com. For more information, visit AffinityHealthCenter.org or call 803-909-6363.